This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A rocket attack on a southern Yemeni separatist militia graduation ceremony left at least 10 people dead, more than several dozen wounded. A spokesman for the militia, which is aligned with the Saudi-led coalition, is claiming that Yemen's Iranian-backed Houthis were behind that attack. Ukrainian authorities and Russia-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine have completed a prisoner swap. The office of Ukraine's president said this on Sunday. We get more from VOA's Lattice Ahoge.
Sunday's swap took place at a checkpoint near the industrial town of Polivka in the Donetsk region. The exchange, which included civilians caught in the fighting as well as fighters, is part of a deal aimed at ending the five-year conflict in eastern Ukraine.
I was sentenced to 12 years in prison for state treason in the so-called Luhansk People's Republic. I came to visit my parents and, unfortunately, was not able to leave the city. At that time, my child was 2 years old and has been waiting for 3 years for his mother to come back home.
It was not the first prisoner exchange involving Russia and Ukraine. In September, 24 sailors seized by Russia in the Kerch Strait off Crimea in November 2018 were released in exchange for a person linked to the downing of a Malaysian passenger plane over Ukraine in 2014. Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.
The Taliban's ruling council agreed Sunday to a temporary ceasefire in Afghanistan, providing a window of which a peace agreement with the United States can be signed. A ceasefire has been demanded by Washington before any peace agreement could be signed. A peace deal would allow the U.S. to bring home its troops from Afghanistan, as well as end its 18-year military engagement there, which is America's longest. There was no immediate response from Washington. This is VOA News.